Liverpool, one win away from the bread and butter, as Bill Shankly used to say. The one thing that matters above all else is the league title. Liverpool are 3 points away from the number 20, equaling Manchester United. The Scouser in our team, Trent Alexander-Arnold, back from injury with a dramatic winner. 15 minutes from time, it came from a corner. Salah and Jota both hit the bar and post. It come back to Alexander-Arnold, left side in the penalty area, left footed. What a goal it was, what a finish. He threw his shirt off, a big embrace with Trent and Arne Slot. The Liverpool fans are on their feet. They were magnificent. Chance after chance went begging for Liverpool today, but we kept at it, and Trent has given us a huge moment. Leicester 0, Liverpool 1.
That was Steve Hunter summing up the action at the King Power Stadium as Liverpool beat Leicester by a goal to nil. You're listening to the Reaction podcast. We'll get the thoughts of head coach Arne Slot and midfielder Ryan Gravenberch from the King Power Stadium. But first, alongside me, Rob Jones, were former Reds Phil Thompson, David Thompson and Neil Mellor. The final few Liverpool fans are just making their way out of the away end behind us. It was a great noise come full time. You did say couple of hours ago, I'll take a 1-0, and a 1-0's what you got.
Yeah, it was, and it was very nervy in the end, but you look at the game, and in the comforts of now, when we're here, you go, I wasn't really worried about. They didn't have that many chances, Ali wasn't, but it was always there. At 0-0, you're worried. At 1-0, you're thinking, oh my goodness, can something happen? But we had that many chances, that many attempts on target. You're just thinking, oh my goodness, it's got to go in. It was maybe written in the stars that it was going to be Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Did you always feel confident that a breakthrough would come, or did you ever fear one of those days where Liverpool are creating chance after chance after chance and they're just going to keep missing them?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was going to be one of them days, and Tomo was calmer than me. He's been in this situation before. I remember him saying there, you know, after his eighth league title, that he said, I'm used to this now, the experience comes through, we'll get the goal, don't worry about it, and we did. And I'm just delighted it was Trent. I mean, he must have
I'm
been
just delighted he's given me another league title.
Eight. Oh, was it seven? Oh, seven.
You can have a medal for this one as well, it's fine, don't worry about it. And the thing is, Neil, I think we spoke about it a little bit before the game, that it means so much, it takes so much effort and skill and quality to win a league title, that you can understand if there are nerves the closer it gets, and if the games like West Ham last week and Leicester today aren't quite the free-flowing Liverpool we've seen for eight, nine months.
Yeah, I think the mentality is a big thing. You know, it's not a case of we have to win today. You know, we're comfortably clear. There's not really anybody putting us under pressure that we have to win the game. And at times you can drop points when situations are like that, but the persistence today from the team to keep going, chance after chance, and you're thinking, eventually, this pressure will tell. And OK, you can get a little bit nervy and think it's 0-0, will we find the winner? Always believed we would. Now, it was a really strong side that started. Players off the bench came off, and even Jota had a couple of chances. Yeah. He missed a couple. And Trent, maybe one of the unlikely ones to come off the bench to get the winning goal, but that's what Liverpool have. Liverpool have enough quality starting off the bench to find a way to win the game. I thought the score flattered Leicester, and it may be in one of those games where they're thinking they've got away with one, but we were much better than Leicester.
How many
today.
Times did we hit the woodwork? You're the stat, O'Neill.
Four.
How many?
Four.
Four.
But Salah hit it twice in the first 3 minutes.
Twice, isn't it?
And then again, when we got the goal, so we hit the post. Jota hit the bar. Maybe you could have thought it was one of them days. What about Leicester moaning, think, trying to get the goal disallowed? Goalkeeper collided into their own player.
I think that's one of those things, isn't it? The 20-odd thousand that were still left were complaining about that, who haven't seen a replay, that it was actually Mads Hermansson who clattered into their own player. Said about four times in the woodwork, 9 big chances created by Liverpool today. Didn't score any of them, and it took Trent Alexander-Arnold to score the winner. It's interesting as well, Tomo, that there were a lot of times where maybe there was a bit of a scuff or a bit of a fudge in terms of the way that it was finished. The cleanest striker of the ball was the guy that finished it off.
On his weaker foot as well. Yeah. And I tell you what, it is a great strike. And the keeper, who's had a worldie, made some great stops, and the ball just hits him, goes underneath him. Listen, if it was a little bit of luck, we deserved it. We were so far superior. Yet we're away from home. Yes, it's a massive pitch, but you know, I tell you, I think that's the best they've played for absolute weeks. Yeah. And there was people upstairs where we were watching.
I think
they were going, wow.
A little bit, wasn't they?
Yeah,
they must have said,
maybe
listen,
so.
We're already relegated. Just go out and enjoy yourself.
And
think
they got
about
breaks of the ball. They got breaks and that. The referee was lenient with them as well.
We were lucky, though, Tom.
I think it was...
With the push on Alisson, I thought.
Oh, with you the, don't with think
the,
that's a foul?
With the,
it's a foul, but I've seen them not giving. It's like, you know, we made a meal of it.
Wasn't it, Tommy?
Anyway, move on. But I just think the game was there. It was always, and it is nervy. We're getting to that point of the season. And these results, 2-1, 1-0, you accept them all day long. And it is. It's never easy getting over the line. A lot of these players haven't been in a title charge. And maybe they're feeling the nerves a little bit to play that ball. Even dare we say Mo Salah, who 2 minutes into the game, who you think would absolutely bury his chance, is nervy and hits both posts.
Did you think, Neil, because it was something that Tomo was saying to me whilst we were watching the game about the first half and that chance, and the general theme overall was it was almost played with Liverpool knowing that they were good enough to score at some point, and there wasn't that real conviction and ruthlessness to think, if we're 2-0 up inside 15 minutes here, the game's gone. But there was always maybe that subconscious feeling of, well, we'll get another chance and we'll get another chance.
Yeah. I thought we started the game well, that Salah chance. He had one just after it as well. And then it went into a bit of a lull where we thought, when are we going to see them step it up? I thought we finished the first half really strongly, thinking, how have we not scored there? They're hanging on, half-time save, Leicester. Mm. But the start of that second half, there was a real reaction and there was a little bit more intensity about the way Liverpool started that second half. I think the belief comes from how good they've been, but also how poor Leicester have been. It was attack v defence. It was attack v defence. The goalie's having a worldie. They're getting block after block and they're thinking eventually they're going to switch off that little bit of concentration, whether it's from a set piece or they're not going to quite get there, and we'll have that moment to score. So I never really doubted it. I mean, I'm surprised we had 9 big chances because I'm not sure it felt as many as that, as much as we dominated. But yeah, the gulf was so evident today.
Luckily, you can pick your way through all 9 of them in the review show tomorrow, so you've got plenty of time to do that. The other point, I guess, about the approach is that it still felt very methodical and Liverpool still kept doing what they do. Because I imagine, again, when you're so close to a league title, when a team's blocked in like that, time is ticking away, there can be a sort of concern that you just start punting it long and just rushing a little bit for the goal.
I'll be honest though, I think last week and this week I have seen some nerves creep in. It obviously means a lot to the lads, means a lot to the fans, so I have seen some nerves creep in. I expected a little bit more urgency at times, you know, like get to the ball quicker, get out, pick the ball up and throw it, take it in. I expected a little bit more urgency. It wasn't there. It's almost like the lads knew that the chance had come and they put it away. But I think the game changed when we brought Harvey and Trent on. There was that energy and there was that Mo Salah started coming inside a little bit, getting a little bit more space. Harvey going on the outside. Harvey had that shot as well. So positive things started happening at that point. And I think that was another substitution that the gaffers made where it really impacted the game in a positive way.
Yeah, we said that before the game, didn't we? That the subs, when they've come on, have made massive impact. And you looked at the ones, and Connor did. I said to you, didn't I? Ever said he looks tired at the moment because he's walking back and his head's going down as he's walking, which is a telltale sign. And you didn't want him to go too much longer. And I think Trent was ideal at the time for him to come on.
Just on Trent then, and that reception that he got for the goal, but also at the end when he went over to the fans, two things really. A, it's probably not the time or the place to think about what might happen next, but B, as a Scouser, what it means to be part of a team that wins a league title, or 7.
And it's wonderful for your own fans, and it's probably people like on that in that corner who've probably been his mates for quite a few years, went to school with them and things like that. And you know, it was the same when I played, it was the same after us. So it is a special feeling to go on. He's won one league title, he's going to win another one, and it'll feel extra special because there was nerves jangling. And to hit that as well as he did was truly amazing.
And I guess the flip side of being a local lad and it meaning more is also maybe the pressure is more in the sense that if you come from France or Argentina or Colombia, you might not have dreamt all your life of playing for Liverpool. This is everything he ever dreamt of. And you almost maybe feel the pressure a little bit more to deliver and think, we want to get it done. We want those celebrations with fans in the ground. That all means so much to him.
Great moment. Yeah, great moment when he shared that winning goal in front of the fans. He's a special talent. There's no doubt about that. It's great to see him back fit. You know, I missed him for the couple of the games. He's not played. And he's got a real strong connection because he's a local boy. You've experienced that yourself. And it's a great moment. And if you read social media, which is a toxic place, it can become maybe affect you a little bit. Now, that's not affected him. He's come out there and had a real big moment to share with the fans there. And that is absolutely superb.
And even before his goal, the crowds, the travelling cop, were singing his name. So they told you what they thought of him and the connection between him and them. And he makes that count. He scores that goal. And it couldn't have been to a more special person that you do. He takes his shirt off. He celebrates with them. The crowd over there for the whole we were saying about it, it was like a repertoire of songs, but not songs just of now, from back in the day. They were searching and digging for songs. They were enjoying every given moment of it. And then Trent goes and comes up with the goal. Doesn't get much better.
It's nice to be in this position, a luxury of, now we've got five games to go, rather than thinking if we slip up, City might overtake us. So we can enjoy it, and the fans enjoyed that today.
And that's what we said before, Neil, is that that's why we're deservedly going to win the league. Not because everybody else has had a problem, it's because we find ways to win the games, which Man City has done in the past. You know, United for years, Arsenal for years, they find a way. And we've done that, so we deserve respect for the way we've won this league. That's the reason why we're so many points ahead. Not because everybody else has been bad.
No.
Well, that is the thing as well, that I think the last time it was double digits, it was 12 points when City won it from United 2020-21. Last time anyone was 13 or more clear was Liverpool in 2019-20. Yeah. So, again, I think there's felt at times a little bit of a lack of respect at just how well Liverpool have done to be so far clear still with five games to go.
I think it's just a sign of the times. We spoke about it before the game. It's the modern era of the Premier League. You know, it's much more competitive. People, you know, they've got the analysis teams, they've got the recruitment departments. You know, everyone's looking for that competitive advantage, and it's there for everybody to tap into. And there's no secrets in football anymore. And they've got even teams like Leicester and Brighton, Brentford. They've got money to spend on these research departments, on these, you know, medical departments, recruitment departments. So, you know, the margin to be better now is so small. It's about getting the best players and manage them in the best way. And that's what the gaffer's done here. You know, he's had a great group of lads, and the lads have bought into everything what he said this season. And it shows on the pitch. Yet sometimes we might want to see a little bit more heavy metal and a little bit more frantic and a little bit more, you know, out of control, because we love that under Jurgen Klopp. But Arna's getting results. You know, to be at this, where we are now, we're five games to go, on the verge of winning the league on Wednesday.
We can get 90 points for the fourth time, I think, in 7 years. I mean, the consistency at that high level, and because no one's challenged us, that doesn't take away from how good this team have been this season. They've been absolutely super. And we'll enjoy it more because of what happened a few years ago with COVID, and the players couldn't connect and celebrate with the fans. So the three remaining games at Anfield, if you're lucky enough to be there, Spurs, Arsenal, Palace, the fans will just go through.
It's going to be like winning five league titles in five games.
It's going to be brilliant. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. And that's what football's about. Those,
they deserve it to be brilliant.
Just on the manager then, and aspects of the performance that we've looked at today, the good bits and the bad bits. Again, we spoke a lot before the game about your experiences of going down the stretch, as they call it in America, and winning titles. Is there a lot of sort of analysis at this stage? Or will he be in there now just saying, do you know what, you've won the game, I don't really care?
Us? Analysis? They didn't have analysis. They didn't have team meetings half the time.
See you in the bar.
So, but yeah, exactly. So it was a lot different. Now there is analysis. And you've seen the way Arna is. Just at the press conference on Friday, he was not, and it's Leicester. I'm not thinking we've won the league. You know, we've got points to gain and we've got to do our own job. So don't be telling me anything like that. He's in his approach to every match. He won't rest until it's done. And then probably not then. Once we get it done, he might be looking at, right, what are we going to do pre-season? What are we going to look at other games? He wants to win that title first. But he's that methodical. You see everything. And that's the difference that we've been. We talked about heavy metal. But what we've seen from it is more considered. Just giving the ball to each other. Sometimes it's too slow at times and centre-backs have too many touches. But then they've gone back to Ali and people are going, oh, but it's drawing people out. Whereas under Jürgen, there we go forward at any cost. It's a far more considered approach, and it's worked wonderful for us.
I think today we have to give them a little bit of credit because they held the shape really well, to be fair. I think the amount of times I was getting frustrated with Ryan for not passing forward or for not letting it come across his body and drive into that space. So you've got to give them a bit of credit. They allowed you to come so far up the pitch, but then pressured you, you know, to try to make that mistake. So, you know, fair play to them today.
Just on what you were saying about it, the nice thing is that you haven't got City breathing down your neck and you've got a little bit of leeway. Is the flip side of that that you do think, oh, we've got a bit of leeway and therefore, it, you know, that season, the famous season of 18-19 where Liverpool sadly finished second, it did feel like you were just not allowed to make a mistake. And I wonder whether if you're permanently at gear five, it's a little bit easier to stay there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but they've earned the right to be in this position. But people have talked about blips, and we lost the cup final, didn't play well, lost on pens, the best side in Europe. But in the league, is that 6 wins out of 7? We haven't lost many games, yeah. So the momentum's been there. We've kept this consistent, really, really high level to make sure that Arsenal can't close the gap. Forest, when they had a little spell, they can't close the gap. So we've been top, but we've extended that gap. So they've just not been allowed to close the gap because of how consistent Liverpool have been. And whether it's been an emphatic win at West Ham, 5-0, whether it's been here, just a 1-0 win, we've been too good. We've been too good this season, and it's been absolutely superb to watch. The lads deserve all the credit they're going to get in the coming weeks and days.
And I guess the other thing you think of is, now, obviously you want to win it as soon as possible, but the opportunity to potentially win it at Anfield, you'd actually rather Arsenal win in midweek, wouldn't you, and win it by winning a game against
Absolutely.
Tottenham?
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you want that, and any given atmosphere, you heard the crowds, the Liverpool crowd before the game, right through the game. You know, it's still 0-0 for most of it. So they're up for it, they want it, they're passionate, they're demanding it. And I think we want to do it ourselves. So they wanted to win this game, go on to the Spurs game. So I do hope Arsenal win. Because
if they draw, we don't win the league. So we don't want them to win. Draw?
Who?
Arsenal.
Yeah, I don't even want to even think about Arsenal. Let them just carry on with what they're doing. Because they're a good team, by the way.
Yeah.
And for us doing what we've done, yes, they can say about other teams. I know Arsenal can complain about... They're still in the Champions League, for goodness sake. That's how good they are.
I was going to say, actually, that's been a point that's been made correctly, and there's been obviously clear evidence to it this week, in the sense that everyone's, oh, weak Premier League, Liverpool are so far clear. This is an Arsenal team that's just taken the European champions to the cleaners over two legs, and if you're 13 points ahead of them, you're probably a pretty decent football team.
I think the top 17 is the strongest Premier League has been for years. You know, look at West Ham at Anfield last week. Where are they? 17th?
17th,
There you go. They came, and they've got the players to win games. If you're not quite at it in any Premier League game, you can come unstuck. And that's why I think it's been really strong. Away games, think about Brentford away. We had to go there and score two late goals to win the game. That was a big moment this
season.
Point
at Villa was a big point.
Point at Villa. I mean, it felt like some might have said 2 points dropped, but a good point because Villa are so strong at home. So the top 17 this season have been really, really strong. It's just the bottom three have been nowhere near it. And I don't think that's good for football. I'd like to see the Championship teams who are promoted having a bit more of a fight.
Well, we talked about that before the game, and for someone who actually watches a lot of Championship football, do you see that as a trend that is going to continue moving forward? And if it is, how does the game stop that?
Well, that's showing the gap is so big between the Championship and the Premier League, but that's also showing how strong the Premier League is, that teams in 15th, 16th, 17th can be so much better than the teams coming up because of the money. The recruitment's been very good. I think there's certain teams in the Premier League, and when they lose the manager, they're going to really struggle. I think Brentford are one of them. I think Fulham are another one. Who else? There's a few that you think they could really struggle if they lose.
Well, you look at the impact the Wolves manager has had.
Wolves as well. You know, there's a few managers there that have made a big difference, and the clubs will then become involved in a relegation battle.
I think what makes it difficult, Rob, coming up via the playoffs as well, if you win the playoff final, you might have finished in sixth position. You know, you've not really planned to get into the Premier League, so your budget is really small. So the fact that when you get in there, you're unprepared. It's difficult to succession plan to go up by the playoffs.
I can't wait to see which promoted team we get first game of the season.
Tradition is tradition, isn't it?
Somehow it always works that way, doesn't it?
If I was a prediction man, it might be one from Yorkshire if they get themselves up. I think Liverpool against Leeds, well, we saw that 4 or 5 seasons ago they came up. And that was the opening game of the season. That wouldn't surprise you, would it? Anyway, just on Leicester then, because hopefully we'll get some reaction from the tunnel in just a moment. But look, Leicester didn't go down today. And as we've all sort of touched on, gave a decent account of themselves, actually. But over the course of the season, I mean, the points tally tells you nowhere near.
Rob, just not good enough. You know, we've watched Leicester on the TV, whether you watch a highlights programme or whether you watch them live, they're so poor at times. That is the best I've seen them play. And people were up there were saying, that is the best. And they got the rubber to green at times. Balls were going their way. They were getting some decisions. And you were going, wow, they were committed. It was mainly defensively, and the keeper was making saves, they were throwing bodies in the way, and everybody loves to see that, and they felt that that denying us was giving them a chance.
They've been the gift that keeps on giving this year. I mean, they've given everyone points home and away, yeah. And the fact they've just broke the record today with the 9 Premier League home games where they haven't scored.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
But they hadn't given up. I think that was the big thing. It wasn't a case of, we're down, we know that, so... Yeah, that was a big thing. We've got someone. Come on, here we go.
A special guest, Mr. Ryan Gravenberch is joining us. Well done, good to see you. Well done, congratulations.
Ryan, how are you? You all right?
You've had time to just take it all in then. How was that for you? Because everyone's lost about 5 years of their life with the stress of the afternoon.
Yeah, it was a late one, but I'm very happy with the result today. And yeah, we kept pushing till the end and we made it 1-0 also.
What have been the big messages from the manager the last couple of weeks? Has it been a case of, obviously, I want a performance, but results are the main thing. Just push yourself closer and closer and closer to the line.
That's what it's all about. Even when we don't play really good football, what we can, it's all about the result. And you see, the last few weeks, even when we didn't play good, we get the results, and it's all about the 3 points. So.
Do you feel it yourself as a player? Phil here, I'm sure you will know, won 7 league titles, so you've got a bit of catching up to do. That's not good. It's not bad going, right? Yeah, it's not bad going. But even in your legs, or you don't maybe sleep quite as well because you're thinking about how close you are to something so special and all the great work you've done?
Yeah, of course. We need one more win, of course. We need one more win, of course, and hopefully we can finish it next season in our house. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Tell us about the winning goal today and the quality of the strike from Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah. I'm really happy for him. He was injured, of course, and then he came back today, and you see how important he can be for us.
How are you feeling yourself personally as well, coming to the end of a long season, when you think of comparatively how little football you played last season, as now starting every single Premier League game, still going strong?
Yeah, still going strong. To be honest, it's really tough as well. What you say, last season I didn't play a lot, and like now I played almost every game. So it's tough, but I still keep going.
It'll be worth it.
Yeah, for sure.
Brian, what about the away fans today? How enjoyable was it to share that winning goal in front of the away fans there today?
They are amazing. Like every week, every game, they are here and they support us. And also today, you see, we really need them.
Any favourite songs that they sing? We're going to win the league. It's quite a popular one at the moment.
It's a good one. I'll go for that one.
Ryan, how did you feel when 2 minutes into the game, mows through, hits one post, hits the other post, comes out and you go, in the second half, twice, hitting the crossbar, the post, you think it's going to happen?
I think we are a bit unlucky because we had a lot of chances, a lot of 100% chances as well. But I knew that we're going to finish like one, you know, and that's what we needed today.
What did you think of Leicester's performance today? Was it a surprise?
No, to be honest, not. Because I know, of course, they are at the bottom, but they're really good. They do a really good job, and they make it us really difficult today. So
they make it difficult, didn't they?
Yeah, they really make it difficult for us. You see, they had also a few chances, one on the post. If that one is going in, it will be a totally different game, you know. So credits to them.
Yeah. Let's bring it back to yourself then. We said that you started every game. I think probably a lot of people forget what a comparatively young man you still are. How would you assess the way that your game has developed and improved over the course of this season?
Really a lot, I think. When you, like, first in the beginning of the season, I had to adapt to the new role, to the new position. I didn't play a lot there, but now I know what I have to do. also with the manager, he fully trusted me there, so I'm really happy with it.
It's interesting you say that, though, because at the start of the season, there was so much praise for you, and it didn't seem like it had taken you any time to adapt to a new role. So did you feel straight away like it was something you were really comfortable in right from the get-go?
Yeah, because when you play there, you receive a lot of balls, and that's what I needed, you know, to be in my comfort and, break through the lines and open up in the play. So, I'm really happy with it.
It was number six your role, Ryan, before this season? Was number six your role, or was it, you know, eight or ten? Or
no, last season it was eight, sometimes ten. And when the manager came in, I had a conversation with him, and he wanted to try me as a six, and that's why I was.
Did you feel the trust?
Yeah. If you see it back, how many games did we play this season?
I think 33 in the league now.
33, and he put me out 33 in, so he puts a lot of trust in me.
Do you still find the role as comfortable as earlier on in the season? Because it seems like after Christmas, other teams have changed their style, changed their tactics to try to stop you receiving the ball. Do you feel as comfortable as still getting on the ball? Do you feel like teams are trying to stop you a lot more now?
That's a really good one, because now I didn't get the ball that much. What you say, now they know how we play and they want to close the middle. So it's also a little bit difficult for me, but I have to find a way through, you know. And that's what I do. So, yeah.
Cool.
Just a final word as well. Obviously, the result was the main thing this week, but also good news early in the week. Another Dutchman sticking around for a couple more years, which is good news, right?
Yeah, of course. You know, in my opinion, he's still playing, but he's a Liverpool legend, and he's really important for us, so I'm really happy with him.
Thank you so much for spending so much time with us. As you said, you're going to finish it next week in your own house, right? That's the plan. Good to speak to you, Ryan. Thank you very much indeed.
Just a quick break in today's show to let you know that Liverpool FC and Nike have launched a new Air Max collection. Officially revealed and endorsed by the men's team, the collaboration was part of their stadium arrivals fits and warm-up kit for the 1-0 win in the Merseyside derby. The apparel range includes jackets, tracksuit bottoms and t-shirts, all featuring the LFC Liverbird and Air Max logos. The collection is available now in our Anfield and L1 stores, online at store.liverpoolfc.com and on the official LFC store app. Now, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back. Arne Slot then just 3 points away from becoming the first Dutchman to lift the Premier League title as a manager. Let's get his thoughts. He's been speaking to Peter McDowell.
Well done, boss. It feels close enough to touch now.
Yeah. It's in striking distance, that's the way you say it over here. But still one to go, one win to go, and the first chance we have is next week in Anfield.
What did you make of the performance? It's often said at this point in the season that performances don't matter, it's about getting results. But give us your perception of that today.
Nah, to get a result you need a performance as well. And what we did really well, we hardly conceded anything, apart from a shot on the post in the first half, but I think that came from a set piece, from a long throw-in, not sure. But apart from that, they hardly had any chance. And yeah, I don't think it is the first time since I've been here that we've created so many big chances and forgot to score one. And in the end, a chance that, in my opinion, wasn't a big chance, went in. And very nice for Trent that he scored it.
It was great that you could bring what you could off the bench as well. So much quality available, and it seemed to just give them the extra step if they needed it.
Yeah, I think all the ones that came in today, but in general, during the whole season, they've had a big impact. And that is also what I think makes a squad strong. Not only because of their quality, also because of their mentality. Because it's every week, it's different, difficult again for them to hear that they don't start. But when the team needs them, they show up. And Trent, in this situation, scored a goal. Was 5.5 weeks out. Worked so hard to be back with the team as soon as he could. And as a result of that, we could use him today for 15 minutes. But I used him for 27, I think. And that's why I'm so pleased for him and for us, for everyone who loves Liverpool, that he scored that goal.
And a goal with his left foot as well. I think he thinks it's the first he's ever scored in professional football with his left.
Could be, because he 9 of 10 times comes from the right as well, but he has a very good left foot. But because his right foot is so exceptional, that's why we don't talk a lot about his left foot. But for a right-footed player, his left foot is more than okay as well.
The away end was brilliant. It will be even louder at Anfield next weekend, hopefully, when we can get the job done.
Hopefully, even before we've...
Do you have a feeling on that, whether it's Wednesday or Saturday or Sunday? Does it matter to you?
The only thing that matters to me is that we win the league. And that's where we've fought for so hard during the whole year. And no matter what the moment is, we will enjoy it fully. But first we have to do it. And I expect us that we have to do it ourselves. And the first chance we have to do it ourselves is next week against Tottenham.
Forward to a couple of days off now, just to readjust again ahead of the weekend.
Yeah, we've planned this already for a long time, because when we went out of Europe, we had only one game at a time. And I think after such a long season, players once in a while deserve to have 1 or 2 days off as well. So it's good for them to enjoy some family time, don't read that much, stay focused. And when we're back together, our full focus will be on Tottenham, which is a very good opponent we have to play, and that's what they've showed in the past 3 times we've played them.
Well done, boss.
Thank you.
Well, it's interesting, he says there, wants his players to not read too much, to stay fully focused. I mean, if anyone was going to remain calm, even in the most exciting of times, it's him who has kept that level face pretty much the whole season.
Yeah, and the way they've listened to him this season has been incredible, because when Jurgen left last summer, we're all worried, what's round the corner, the uncertainty, who's going to leave, who's going to stay, will they be able to understand what this new manager coach wants? And they have. They've really taken to him, and it's that mentality, that's the same message throughout the season, and the players know exactly what's expected of them, and that's why they delivered that consistency time and time again, and it comes from him. The odd time he's lost himself with some of the decisions this season, which could have been a lot more with some of the VAR decisions, but he's been really controlled.
I think his calmness, and it is a lot of the time I look, teams play and echo the manager, and I think the way he is, and I think he's lost it once, which was the Everton game, and we could all see the reason why, I certainly can, but he's always remained calm and composed, and his team, Jürgen's was heavy metal, rock and roll. This fella's is nice, cool, calm, collected. He wants his players to be exactly that way. So the whole thing, what he's done, you know, now that the players have seen him and seen the way he acts, would Virgil and Mo maybe not have gone if it had been somebody else? Maybe so. So they've got the trust in him to give themselves to another 2 years. And how he's handled it, all those questions all the time, I don't know, because he's make a wonderful poker player. Because he gives nothing away week in, week out.
But the big thing as well is, he's come in and inherited an unbelievable squad, which we know. But he's not wanted this player, this player, this player. He's just dealt with what's there. He's like, right, OK, I'll deal with that.
And as we said before the game, the guy who's just been here, Raven Grijnberg, he's actually improved him. The number six, you know, where
Raven Grijnberg.
Right,
I'm glad you didn't do that in front of him. That would have been awkward.
But when did we sign him?
It's just the way he's played and how he's given him the responsibility of being, because it's a major role in the team. Did he get out of that?
Thanks. The card you can play there is the look of how impressed he was when he heard you'd won 7 league titles.
Yeah,
he was like, OK,
that.
I've got a bit of work to do. I'm about to win number one, but I've still got 6 more to get. And Back to Arne Slot. I think on a personal level, you know, you're only human if he'd have arrived in the Premier League, possibly doubting whether he could do it a little bit, because managers have come and gone and it's been difficult and some haven't adapted. And I know that everyone has confidence in their own ability, but to get to this point, and as we saw before the match, more wins in his first 50 by miles than any of the previous Liverpool manager, it is massive for him.
Yeah. Well, he's Dutch. He's going to be very confident. All the ones I've met are very confident. But the fact that he's agreed to come to Liverpool Football Club on the back of Jürgen Klopp, it says a lot in the confidence that he's got in his own ability. He really understands the game. And the fact that he's the first Dutch manager to come into the Premier League and win it in his first season speaks volumes, because, you know, you've had Louis van Gaal here, Gus Hiddink, you know, these are tremendous managers, and they couldn't do what he's done.
Just a reminder that it only took one goal from Liverpool to win it this afternoon, supplied by Trent Alexander-Arnold off the substitute. Celebrate. Thank you. Just doing it to make you feel more comfortable yourself. Off the substitutes bench to win it for Liverpool. Celebrated all around the world. Celebrated by Neil and Steve Hunter in the commentary box.
Anything can happen. Only need the goal. Tsimikas delivers. It's a good ball. Header. Chance at the back post. Off the bar from Diogo Jota. How that stayed out. Alexander-Arnold.
Yes!
Yes! Trent Alexander-Arnold. What an impact off the bench. He races to the away end. What a moment that is. What a goal by Trent Alexander-Arnold. The Liverpool fans go wild.
And that was only a throw-in.
Shoulder stuff, so.
That was when the cake arrived. I'm worried what you're going to do next week. If the league title is secured, you two are going to be in orbit by the end of it.
No, we love it. I mean, Steve's seen so many games for Liverpool over the years, and you know that passion, that emotion, it's always there for every single game. And just wrapped up in enjoying the game, and it's a special moment. 1-0, 2-0, 3, whatever the score is, you still enjoy seeing those goals. And it was a great moment, one that we both enjoyed there.
And actually, that what Neil just said, their passion ties into something that we spoke about a little bit earlier on, that there'll be so many around the world to be feeling that. There'll be 50,000 in Anfield feeling exactly that. And everyone connected with Liverpool was robbed of that moment 5 years ago and deserve to celebrate wildly as and when it happens, which hopefully is next Sunday.
Yeah, and the beauty of this is, obviously, next Sunday is the beginning of obviously, five games, and they get the chance to celebrate it. And like we were saying before, you know, it's going to be like five league titles in them five games. So they deserve it. They've been loyal supporters. They are the best fans, you know. They got the best following. They pay all kinds of money to try and get these tickets, whether it's hook or by crook through the touts. They're here and they're staunch, and it's magnificent in
it,
Tomo.
And let's do it properly. Let's celebrate it like a cup final win, because that's what it's going to be like. We were denied it years ago, and people had to sneak down to Anfield when Man City got beat down at Chelsea. We're going to do it right, and we do it right when it happens. And I want people to have banners in the houses celebrating the victory, and they're outside before the game celebrating. Make the players feel extra special, because we were denied it before. And I want them, that to be more than ever. Of all the trophies this year, it's the Premier League. Did I think we'd get it delivered for us? No. But Arna and the team have done that, and we need to celebrate it. Like it was 2020.
What is the plan then, do you think? What would a player want for the next week, for it to all be kept as normal as possible and not to be changed because it's a potentially defining game on Sunday?
I think they'll carry on doing what they've been doing. They'll keep enjoying the training sessions, keep hoping they've done enough to get picked, because you look at the starting lineup, you're looking at the bench and thinking there's competition for places. There was disappointed faces on the bench thinking, I'm not starting today. So they'll all want to be involved to start the game and enjoy it, because Tomo's mentioned it there, he's been lucky enough to win the title several times. You don't often get to win the big trophies as players. Some of the best players have gone through their whole careers and not won some big trophies. This group have deserved it. And they can enjoy it. Not many times in the Premier League can you go, five games to go, we can enjoy, in front of our own fans, three more times, couple away games. Could be a rare moment in their career. Just enjoy what could be a very, very special time in their careers.
Well, that's all we've got time for on this edition of the Reaction Podcast. We'll be back next week, same time at Anfield, as Liverpool look to seal league title number 20. Bye-bye for now.